Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, friends. This is Robert Peter Paul of the Art of Kindness podcast.
And I'm Samantha Dawn Tutsalo from Survival Jobs, a podcast. Hello for our first ever crossover episode. Hi, Rob.
Hi. This is a dream come true. Although we are missing one friend. So
we are.
It's probably not a true crossover, but it's a step in the right direction.
It is a step in the right direction. Shout out to Jason Coombs, who's my podcast partner for Survival Jobs. We love him. We miss him. He's here in spirit. He was on that carpet with us in spirit. Everyone's probably like, what are you talking about? We are releasing the audio from the notebook opening night carpet.
We're clapping.
We're clapping. We're happy.
We deserve it.
Rob, let me just tell you, I had the best time on this carpet with you. You are such a silly little goose doing cartwheels on the carpet. It made for such a great time.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's the red cartwheels. I don't know what that means, but I had such a good time with you. You're so much fun. And what's really awesome is that we just tag teamed it. I mean, we were like, you want to talk to this person? Sure, I'll talk to this person. And we literally were weaving in and out of, we should tell the people how crowded it was. This was a very tight carpet.
My God, the tightest one. I mean, I feel like I've done enough now to know what is a tight carpet. And you guys, it was the tightest one. We were like little ninjas, like going, I felt like I was going through people's legs to like trade with Bob, who was running tech and who was doing the interview. Crazy.
I was hit twice by the same person. I won't say who. I won't shout this person out. Yes, I know their address is 7 Wall Street. No. They were very apologetic and wonderful, but it was because I was crawling like a little itsy bitsy spider around this carpet to try and get to the people. Yeah.
At least if it was like Vanessa Williams hitting you, it would be an honor.
That would be actually one time. I'm just going to say it. You know what? This event, it was for the ABC upfronts, which are when they announce all the TV shows coming. And that year they were bringing back Roseanne, and we all know how that went.
Yikes. Roseanne,
big yikes. And Roseanne Barr was there, and she was in a motorized wheelchair, and I had to escort her to the elevator. We get in the elevator, all's good. There's this lovely elevator attendant, and he opens the door, and then Roseanne Barr just like jet propels out of the elevator full speed, like hitting me, and then ran over this man's foot. And then I just step out of the elevator, I look down the hall, and she's flying faster than a jet, just maniacally laughing like So I've been hit before. I don't know why that came up.
I've been hit before. Hey, at least she got a laugh out of it before she was no longer laughing.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah,
but back to the notebook. We had a great time.
We did. Who was your favorite guest that you spoke to?
Oh, I enjoyed everyone. I think so many people, I felt like it was an honor to talk to. Michael Greif, I blacked out because he's such an iconic director. I love talking to Nicholas Sparks. That was really cool.
And he was so nice.
He was really nice. Like he just wanted to chat. He was not in a rush at all.
At all. And I watched him come down the carpet and really take his time with each person and really was so invested and present. I feel like sometimes with those bigger folks on the carpet, they're in a rush or they're just like not into it and they're just doing it because they feel like they have to. He was so present and felt like he was so happy to be there.
He wasn't like looking over my shoulder for the next interviewer, which, you know, we all have to do that sometimes in these situations, but he was great. And then Jocelyn Bio, she was really fun. She is an amazing writer. And I feel like we were just having a good time cracking up. So I loved it. What about you? Who was your favorite?
It's tough because it was such a nice, genuine carpet. I say genuine because it was. Everyone was so genuine. But I think my duo of Angered Mike Ingrid Michaelson and Becca Brunsetter was just, I mean, hello. It's Ingrid Michaelson, who, by the way, love her music. And also shout out to all of her music on Grey's Anatomy. Like, that music is so triggering because it's like I hear a song and I'm like, sorry, spoiler about Grey's Anatomy. I'm like, George O'Malley died. You know.
He does?
No, wasn't died on that show like 20 years ago. If someone doesn't know that, sorry.
Yeah, that was 20 seasons ago. Come on.
Literally. And then Becca, I'm a huge This Is Us fan. And so it was so lovely to chat with her as well. So just, and it was awesome to chat with like two powerful, amazing women artists in Women's History Month who they literally created the show. And I thought that was beautiful too. Sorry to my phone.
Your phone's like, yeah.
Phone's great. Like, ding, podcast recording 101. Shut off your phone, people.
You did such a wonderful job. I mean, overall, but that one was really special to watch. It was hard to hear because the carpet is so loud. So when you hear these interviews, you'll hear that atmosphere. And Sam and I may have been shouting, but everyone else at a normal volume.
We were shouting. It also is my first time. Like, shout out to Robert Peter Paul for having his equipment. You know, Jason and I over at Survival Jobs need to invest in some of our own tech. But it was my first time using your fancy mic. So I, when I got home that night, I had a panic attack of thinking like, oh my gosh, I hope I turned the mic on every single time because it was... Yeah. Sometimes it would be red, but it wasn't on. And then it was blinking. And I was like, what's going on? Just cross my fingers and hope this is recording. And it
We'll find out. You will all find out what made it into the episode. I was nervous when I talked to Nicholas Sparks. Because, and not necessarily because he's an icon, because I feel like I'm just down to clown with whoever. But I was honored. And then he started to take the microphone. So every time I asked him a question, he would take it and bring it up to his mouth, which was nice because he probably wanted a good sound and knew it was loud. But every time he took it, I thought he was clicking the record button and shutting it off.
No.
I was having mini panic attacks each time, sort of like.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like if we lost the Nicholas Sparks interview, what a tragedy.
Speaking of tragedies, there was no, we should address the other water for elephant in the room. There was no, sorry.
That was funny.
We didn't get the cameos that some people were hoping for on that carpet, which was in Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, the two R's.
The two R's. But you know what? I attended the opening night for An Enemy of the People last week. And there she was, Rachel McAdams, attended the...
She was there.
She was at that opening.
Wow.
Tragedy.
Maybe she didn't want to steal the thunder of the cast at the Notebook.
You know, that's a very good point because people were expecting her to be there, especially since she's right there in New York. And it was not her night for To Be Allie. It was the three Allies night. And
they're so good. Yeah, they're so good. Wait, how is Enemy for the People? I want to stop there just for a moment.
Let's sidebar, everyone, run to see it. It is such a unique production in the way that it's staged. The set is really cool. There's a cool interactive part at intermission, which it's not really an intermission. It's a little pause. Jeremy Strong is we all know Jeremy Strong, a.k.a. Kendall Roy. but he is just amazing. And Victoria, can't remember her last name, people.
Oh, Pedretti, I think.
Thank you. Incredible.
I'm obsessed with her.
And the story, it's just the adaptation. You know, this is written in a long time ago. I don't want to say the year because I'm not sure and I don't want to look like a ding-a-ling.
Don't fact check us.
It's so good. And Sam Gold is an amazing director. I've seen his work a few times and it just never disappoints. So definitely get a ticket. I think it's a limited run as well. But it was a super star-studded opening. Literal Bradley Cooper. Wow. Guys, I don't know if I should share the story, but I have to.
Oh, please. You can't start a story like that. Not.
I have to. So I grew up with Robin DeJesus. He was my theater teacher. And then we grew to be best friends. We lived together, whatever. So I had met Lynn a few times years ago. He has no idea who I am. But another friend of ours, Ben Simpson, who never listens to any of my podcasts, so he won't be listening to this. When Robin was in the Heights off Broadway on 37th Street, literal 20 years ago, Wicked had just come out exactly 20 years ago. And so we were obsessed with Defying Gravity. And Ben, being the theater lover that he still is, was trying to hit the note of Phi, like Defy in Gravity, and would always go see In the Heights and go Phi, 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 like on the piano to try to hit the note. Yeah. And Lin-Manuel remembers that for all these years. So we were at the opening of An Enemy of the People, and Lin saw Ben and comes over and starts screaming Phi, Phi, Phi in the middle of the lobby. And then he's like, oh, you know Samantha, like one of Robin's very good friends. And he was like, yeah, oh my God. No memory. But he literally goes,
you're memorable. I'm sure he remembered you.
I think I met him when I was 17. So it's a different version of myself, but maybe.
Okay.
He goes, let's take a selfie and send it to Robin. So currently on his phone, there's a selfie of Lin-Manuel, myself, and Ben Simpson. Has not been sent to anyone yet. And I just, Lin, if you're listening, send the selfie because my mom needs it.
Yeah, I need it.
A selfie, my mom does.
We all need it. That's incredible.
It kind of was so Broadway.
And if he has an iPhone, then maybe his phone will start to recognize you, and then you'll get one of those little circles on his phone, and then he'll say, and wait, who is that? And then you'll just be friends.
Can you imagine?
And my then you'll be in Moana too. Yeah.
I can't sing, and I'm white.
Well, no, but you could be like a seashell or like a talking snail.
Thank you.
Is in that movie. Yeah.
I could definitely be a seashell.
A wave of water.
I would love to be a wave of water.
Me too. Yeah.
Anyway, I rambled, but yes, it was a star-studded opening.
That's a great story. Setups,
Bradley Cooper, Lin-Manuel. Wow. Go see An Enemy of the People. It's one not to miss. It's you know, when those plays come along, that's like art. I love it. I live for those plays that are just giving acting and art and so artistic and artsy. For example, something else I love, Dana H, for example, A Doll's House Part 2, like these plays that come along that are just iconic. So run.
What a good review. Wow.
Thank you.
I got to run to see that. And I would say run to see The Notebook. I was actively trying not to cry for a full 2.5 hours. So warning, you might leave with a headache, but it's a good headache. It's very cathartic. And by the end, everyone's crying around you. And it's kind of funny because you're all just sitting there, no matter who you are, with like snot down your face, Viola Davis style. And it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful show. I did not know what to expect, but they did it at home. Yeah, they in a very artful way.
We love everything in the artful way today, and the art of kindness.
And the truth is, survivors, is that what you call your listeners?
Survivors? Yes, we do.
Survivors. I love survival jabs, first of all. So thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. And I love the art of kindness. So we're just a big love fest of loving and kindness.
We're just going to keep loving and rolling into these interviews now. We're going to lead with love, and we hope you enjoy them. Anything else you want to say before we play the clips?
I love you, and this is so fun.
Oh, I love you too.
More crossovers to come.
More crossovers. I guess we should say, I think the clips are going to start with each guest just saying their name because you won't be able to see them. And then we'll roll into some wacky questions and moments with the two of us. And I had so much fun asking about survival jobs. And
I had so much fun asking for kindness tips. So we're getting on this episode, y'all. Kindness tips, survival jobs, maybe some pickup lines.
Those were fun, especially when people were like, nah, I don't have one.
I know. They're like, I have no game. And I'm like, same.
Thank you. I will say, are you a podcast? Because I'm tuning in.
And we end on that. That was so good. All right, that was so good. Okay, everyone, enjoy The Notebook.
Enjoy. We love you.
It's The Notebook red carpet, not the actual notebook.
Yes, live from the red carpet. You will be standing right next to us.
You're there.
You're there. And
crawling your legs and getting hit as well.
Love you.
Love you.
My name is Shelley Williams, co-director of The Notebook.
I'm Michael Greif, co-director of The Notebook.
I saw the show Sunday and I'm still trying not to cry and feel all the emotions. It's such a catharsis. As the directors, when you first started out on this project, which is obviously such an iconic property, Where did you start in the process? Did you have a question you wanted to answer with this show? I mean, it's just so striking. I'm wondering where you started as directors.
In so many ways, everything flows from what Ingrid and Becca are up to. Ingrid had such a personal, idiosyncratic take on this material. It made it very easy for us to know how to begin. It made it very easy for us to know that older Ali and Noah were absolutely the beginning, middle, and end of this piece.
It's when you listen to the score and you hear Ingrid's music, you hear all of these layers, and all those layers represent memories, and the way that they overflow really becomes the way that the show is staged. All of these memories intersect, they overlap, they kind of haunt you in moments, they reassure you in others. So that really became the vocabulary. You know, we started with the music, and everything kind of came with from there.
You have such beautiful layers. Layers, it's the perfect word, you know, to keep it light and fun on the carpet, as we have to do. The question we're asking for social is, what's your favorite cheesy romantic pickup line? If you have one. I know it's so silly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I directed The Notebook. No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Well, we can skip that one if you want. I'm reading it in your eyes. I'm seeing it. My podcast is The Art of Kindness, so we spotlight people in the arts who use their platform to give back, make the world better. I would love to know if you each had just an actionable kindness tip, something you would love people out there to do every day in their own lives just to try to make the world a little bit brighter.
Yeah, my act of kindness is to be brave. You know, be brave when you are facing, you know, a situation that you feel is unjust. Be brave and speak up. Be brave to lead with your authentic self. Be brave to admit your dreams and be brave enough to go for it, because we lead by example, and I think that's how we change the world.
So beautiful. Kindness is courageous. And you both created something that when we walk out, we feel like a community. It's such a story about humanity. I can't say enough about it, but do you have one you would mind sharing with us?
Just that old adage about, you know, put yourself in someone else's shoes and just always make sure that you can empathize and understand where someone else is coming from.
I want to put myself in these shoes. Look at these. The final question. I know, these are amazing. You're star-studded. Our friend Sam here has a podcast called Survival Jobs. So the last question I would ask is, do either of you have a story or a survival job you can share from when you were first starting out? Just anything, like a funny survival job.
I sold t-shirts and hats and souvenirs at Rent when it opened on Broadway. And then 6 months later became the dance captain.
Oh, that's incredible.
So everybody's selling merch. Just listen to that story.
Watch the show every night. Get to know it and kill it in your audition.
Free class.
I was a terrible waiter for quite a while.
Well, check, please. Thank you both. It was so nice to meet you. Enjoy tonight. And congratulations.
I'm playing young Allie in The Notebook.
Jordan, what an amazing night this is. I am overwhelmed by the energy, especially from the cast. Everyone is so great. If you could pick one word to describe what you're feeling on opening night, what is that word?
I feel full.
I love that so much. What are you looking forward to the most about this evening?
I am looking forward to celebrating with my loved ones. I am here because of them, and I get to be here with them. It's so exciting.
I eavesdropped in another one of your interviews, and you were shouting out Women's History Month and how important it is to be here as a woman with all these other women. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I mean, yeah. First of all, my job in this show is to, you know, give life to this young woman who is so empowered. And then my job is also to look at how she grows up. And I get to watch the wonderful work of Joy Woods and Marianne Plunkett and figure out how to seamlessly get to them, you know. So a lot of it's just watching these amazing women artists. And also, like, I'm making my Broadway debut tonight. Becca Brunstetter is, Ingrid Michaelson is, Shelley's making her Broadway directorial debut tonight. It's just like across the board, so wonderful.
I love that. So the show is about love. We're doing a little trend for our social at BPN. Hey, do you have a go-to pickup line that you use in your dating life?
Oh, God. I have no game. I have no game, so no, there's no pickup line. It's more like, hey. how are you? And nobody knows I'm flirting with them, so.
That is so funny. Same, though. Don't you worry. I know we've talked to you before from our podcast, Survival Jobs, and we got a bunch of your survival jobs, yes, at one of the other openings. So my friend Rob here, he has a show on the network called The Art of Kindness. Do you have a tip of kindness that you'd like to share?
These days, what's on my mind is being generous and living from a place of abundance and saying, it wouldn't hurt me at all to give a little more because I know I'm going to get it back in a different way one day, you know.
Yeah, what you give.
Just keep giving.
Well, happy opening. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Hi, I'm Marianne Plunkett, and I play older Allie in The Notebook, which is opening tonight here officially. And I'm just thrilled to be here because I love this place and this company.
I love it too. I can't say enough good words about it. One thing as an actor I noticed in particular about you is you have a lot of time when you're just so still and you're sitting there and you're listening. I wonder just how that is for you. I mean, that's something that's hard to do, is just sit and be present sometimes. But you do it so naturally.
Well, you know, I think one helpful thing is I'm a veteran of Richard Nelson's Rhinebeck Panorama for over 12 years, 12 plays. And his mantra is, listen. So in all those plays, we had to learn how to listen. And in the recording, almost all of them are recorded, that the focus many times is on the person listening rather than the person speaking, because it's like, what is the reaction of the person who is listening? And so it's just to let it happen, to be still.
That's so true. I wonder if that applies to, my podcast is The Art of Kindness, so I'd love to know, do you have an actionable kindness tip you could share that you would love for people out there to do in their everyday lives just to try and make the world a better place?
Oh, gosh. I mean, kind. Be kind. Yeah. But an active one would be, if you see someone dragging something up a subway stair, like a stroller with a baby in it, lift it up.
Yes.
help out.
Help the babies.
Or groceries or anything. Just go, yeah. Do you need help?
And really quick, did you have a survival job before this that was interesting that you could just shout out and then I have to let you go?
I've done a lot of things. I mean, I've been a waitress. I was a teacher, youth center counselor, and yeah.
That's probably why you're so warm and welcoming. It was so nice to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Becca Brunstetter, book writer. Ingrid Michaelson, music and lyrics.
How are you guys feeling? This is such an electric night. The energy on this carpet's amazing. This show is so beautiful. I can't even look at you guys. I will cry. So if you can pick one word to describe a feeling that you're having, what would that be? Joy.
It's hard, the one word question.
Anticipation.
Amazing. I'm huge fans of the both of you. I love This Is Us. I love all your music. So this is a great night. What are you looking forward to the most this evening?
I am looking forward to the after party. I'm looking forward to it being yes, I'm looking forward to the I'm looking forward to the whole thing. I'm looking forward to the show, but I think being able to take off my shoes and hang with my friends and the cast and let it and knowing that they'll feel really free because they'll have been done with the show and just being able to relax and celebrate together.
Yeah, to celebrate what we've done. Yeah, it'll be nice. So we're doing a little trend for our socials. You know, this is a love story. No, it's okay, because we're mostly a podcast, but we come here sometimes. This is a love story, obviously. Do you guys have a go-to pickup line that you like to give off in the world?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I've been married for 8 years. I'm trying to think about the last time I tried to express my attraction to someone.
I just write songs about them.
Yeah, even better.
Yeah, I think that's what I do. I secretly write songs about.
I feel like I used to see what books. This is embarrassing, but like what books boys I liked were reading, and then I would go out and get that book from the library and pretend to also be into that writer, but then also get really into the writer and forget about the boy and just read the book.
Well, hey, it paid off. It paid off getting into the writers. Okay. So real quick, we have two shows on the Broadway Podcast Network. My show is called Survival Jobs. Do you guys have a quick survival job that you did along the way before you were writing for TV, film, and Broadway and all this music?
I taught kids theater.
Amazing.
So did I.
Yeah.
It's a good survival job.
How about you? I worked in corporate housing for many years in temporary furnished apartments, and since I've been out here working on the show, I've been staying in a temporary furnished apartment, so it's been a very hilarious full circle moment.
That is so cool. It is so full circle. And our friend Rob has a show called Art of Kindness. Do you have a tip of kindness you can share that you like to project into the world?
Oh man, surround yourself by people who think that you're the greatest person in the world and try and give that kind of love back to everyone around you.
I think you never know what somebody is going through or what someone has been through, and so hold space for that. Yeah.
Happy opening. Thank you for chatting with us. Have a great night. Enjoy the after party.
I'm Dorcas Long, and I play Georgie.
My name is Carson Stewart, and I play Johnny and Finn in the show.
Carson, this is such a cool moment for us, also for us too. I don't want to leave you out. But Carson, I literally taught you theater as a child. Crystal Theater, shout out Nora, Connecticut. So for me, this is a crazy moment. My body is filled with chills. I just wanted to say that I have no question follow up for that. I just want to say, like, that is crazy. Life is crazy, and we're both here, literally on Broadway. I mean, you are on Broadway. I'm on the Broadway Podcast Network. Do you guys have one word of what you're feeling tonight? It's such an electric night. It's your Broadway debut. Is it your Broadway debut?
It's
not your Broadway debut. So what is one word to describe what you're feeling?
Just a lot of hope. I just feel like the show has been, you know, has gone through so many years of developmental, and now we're finally here, and like, I just think so much about, I don't know, I'm just so grateful and happy to be here, and I'm full of hope for the future and what the show is going to represent and for people to come see it.
Similarly, I think just grateful. I think I have the overwhelming sense of gratitude tonight. I started the show as an understudy in Chicago, and now I'm playing a role on the stage every night, so it's just a dream come true, really.
Amazing. We're doing a little trend for our social network. This is a love story. Do you guys have a go-to pickup line when you're in the dating scene, or if you were in the dating scene?
Carson, do you have a go-to?
It's
stumping everyone.
Are you from Nashville? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Wow.
So same
I never
one.
Use that, but maybe it's time.
Yeah. Maybe it's
time. Are you from Nashville? Because you're the only 10 I see. Wow, I love that. I don't get it. Just to be honest, I don't get the pickup line, but I'm
you're
here.
You're a
10.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I feel like an idiot. We're done. Rob, or did you end that?
No,
oh, my God. I thought you're such a good actor. So Rob has a show on the network called The Art of Kindness. Do you have a kindness tip that you like to give off into the world, maybe especially in the theater community?
I think smiling is a very powerful tool. Honestly, when you're in a bad mood, try to put on a smile, and that will spread like wildfire.
Yeah, I think just asking how somebody's doing, even if it's good or bad, I always try to do that. Just be like, what's up today? How are you?
Yeah. And my show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you guys have a survival job that you worked in before you were starring on Broadway?
Yeah. I waited tables for a while. I bartended for a while. I didn't like that I had to wear a tie. That was really hard for me. And so anytime a friend would pick me up from the restaurant, I'd always take off my tie before they could pick me up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I worked as the assistant to the editor-in-chief of Elle Magazine. That was a really cool one. Worked at an investment bank and as an EMT are all survival jobs I've done.
Yeah. Not him saying an EMT as a survival job. That's
giving Benjamin Button. Like, you, like, so many lives.
So many lives. 100 lives.
100 lives.
Wow. Yes. Tennessee. Happy opening, you guys. Thank you for chatting.
Thank you. My name is Charles E. Wallace, and I am excited to be here tonight because it's another opening of another show on Broadway, and it doesn't get much better than that. You know, so I'm here to have a great show, to inspire some people, and then to have a good time at the park.
Hi, I'm Jerome Harmon Hardiman, and I'm happy to be here tonight because it's the opening of The Notebook, and I think that's really special. I was with the Chicago company, and yeah, we were hoping and praying that it would get to New York, and it has. So I am gloriously happy that that is happening.
Yeah. I'm so glad that both of you are here. I saw the show Sunday, and I'm still trying not to cry. It was one of the most beautiful shows I've ever seen in my life, and I just got to do this. But that said, we're asking a cheesy question for social media. What is either of your favorite romantic pickup lines? Could be from a movie, or just like your favorite pickup line in general for, you know, trying to get the romance started.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, I see what we did there.
We said,
thank you, folks. Congratulations.
Are you going my way?
Is that the pickup line?
Yes. Are you going my way?
Okay. That was smooth. I thought that was like just you were talking to someone. No. Delivery, 10 out of 10.
I am going to use the line I used with my wife. Do you want any fries with that shake?
Oh, let me tell you, the answer is always yes. Ketchup, honey mustard, a little brown sugar, sweet potato fries. So my podcast with the Broadway Podcast Network is called The Art of Kindness, and we spotlight people in the arts who use their platform to give back and make the world better. We just had your friend John on, John Cardoza. So I would love to know if you have a kindness tip you could share with folks, something you would love for everybody out there to do every day just to try and make the world a better place to be as a human.
The old golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you.
You really can't say it much better than that, but.
And yet I have to. I would say always take a breath before you greet or engage anyone under any circumstances, whether you're happy and cheerful, but especially if you feel annoyed or angry or for any reason, just take a breath. And often that, when you think about it, you'll just say, you know, it's just life, as opposed to escalating into something that doesn't need to be. Yeah.
I love it. Let's all take a breath right now. Yes. Montego Glover said that when I asked her. She
really?
Said that exact thing, which proves it's a great statement. And yours was great, too. Finally, Samantha here has a podcast called Survival Jobs. Could you each shout out a job you had before you were on Broadway?
I was the shipping manager and bookkeeper for a small Le Sport Sec type bag place. It was called Multiple Choice, and they were pretty much did nylon bags, and I did the books and did the shipping.
Wow.
Out of her apartment.
Oh my God, what if I was like, check out my bag?
I could, yes.
That's so cool. What about you, friend?
Oh, I have a good one for you. I was the manager of a funeral home. Yeah.
I mean, you kind of are right now, too.
Oh, boo.
It's so much more than that.
It is. But yeah.
Wow, okay.
I'm Andrea Burns. I play Mother and Nurse Lori in The Notebook.
So you are certainly not a newcomer to Broadway and Broadway opening nights. Are you still so excited that it's opening night? How are you feeling?
I'm still so excited. A brand new musical is born tonight, and I get to be one of the midwives that brings it to the world. It's an extraordinary privilege. particularly Ingrid Michaelson and Becca Brunstetter's first piece. I mean, they are extraordinary writers, and you're not ready for what they got.
You are not ready. And how beautiful, it's Women's History Month, and we have these two strong, talented women, like, pumping out this show.
Yes.
So for our social, we're doing a quick little fun trend. Okay. This is a love story.
Yes.
So do you have a pickup line that you used to go to, that you would like to go to, or that you tell people to use?
I don't have a pickup line. I fell in love with my husband playing Maria to his Tony in West Side Story. And now
that's
we have
the
a
best pickup line. Like,
thank you. And now we have a son who's half jet, half shark. So, yeah, that just happened through the theater. So God bless the American Musical Theater.
God bless. So Rob has a show on the network called Art of Kindness. Do you have a kindness tip that you would like to project into the theater industry?
Yes, always look for the light in others and celebrate that. And thank you for doing that, because I feel like kindness is the only answer. And it's what is going to get us through in the hardest of times. So thank you.
Totally. And just to wrap it up, my show on the network is called Survival Job. So not as light and nice as Rob's, but do you have a job that you did before you were a Broadway icon?
Thank you for that.
Literally, you are a Broadway icon.
Are you ready for this? This is like so dated. I was a telemarketer, and I sold magazine subscriptions. Everything about that is like dinosaur. Yes, I would call people and be like, would you like to renew your subscription to the New Yorker magazine? And yes, that is what I did. And I got hung up on a lot of times. But I tried.
Beauty of sales jobs. Well, happy opening. Thanks for chatting.
Yes, my name is Happy McPartland, and I am a swing. I cover older Allie and mother nurse Lori.
I'm Alex Benoit. I am a swing as well. I cover middle Noah, Lon, Finn, Johnny, father, son, and I'm the dance captain.
By the way, can we all just take a moment for the swings? You guys are the hardest workers on Broadway and can just swing and slip into roles. So thank you for your work and for giving your art to audiences who are coming and, you know, not letting them know that you're sliding in. So congratulations. We're playing a little fun trend for our social. This is a love story. Noah and Allie fell in love. Do you guys have a pickup line that you'd like to share with the social medias of the Broadway Podcast Network?
Oh, a pickup line. I mean, it's been a really long time since the pickup lines. I could tell you what my husband's pickup line was.
Yes, please.
Give me a week.
Give me a week.
Are you Edward Cullen, girl? Because you shine.
Wow, I love that one. I've been getting some good ones tonight. We love it. Listen, I still am obsessed with Twilight from my, like, earlier teen days, whatever. So we have two podcasts on the Broadway Podcast Network. Rob's podcast is called The Art of Kindness. Do you have a kindness tip that you can share with us?
Well, I was on the show Come From Away, which y'all may know is all about kindness, and I feel like I learned so much from that. The way that I offer kindness is I leave myself open, right? Because we're all so closed and so busy and so worried about getting things done, and leaving myself open to hear what people need and supply it if I can. That's my tip.
You know, I just, throughout my life, I've been reminded that you never know the things a person's going through, and it's always best to just treat them the way that you'd like to be treated, because sometimes you need that pick-me-up and sometimes they can use it too.
Totally. And just to wrap it up, my show on the network is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a job that you did before you were killing it on the Broadway stage?
Yes, I've had many survival jobs, but actually I worked on and off for many, many years as an executive assistant at investment banks. Yep.
That's where the cash is.
That's right.
So I was an ice dancer. I retired in 2018, but yeah, I teach and choreograph ice skating. So, yeah.
Wow, I love those survival jobs. Well, happy opening night. Thank you for chatting with us.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great night.
Hi, home listeners. This is Wesley Taylor.
Wesley, so you're not a stranger to Broadway openings.
No.
How does it feel on opening night? Does it ever get old?
Honestly, it really doesn't. I love an opening night. It's like a Broadway party, you know. We don't always get to support each other's work. We don't always get to celebrate each other. So it really is a party. Yeah.
It definitely is. I love opening night. It makes me feel so happy.
Yes.
I'm going to break into the party.
Okay, yeah.
See you there.
Yeah.
So for our social trend, we're doing a little question. This is a love story. Noah and Allie fall in love.
do you have a go-to pickup line that you currently use, that you've used in the past, that you want to tell the listeners to use? It's been stumping people all day.
Well, I think about the line that I got. I got my partner with this line, but I got that first date with this line, and I don't know that it's appropriate.
I think you can say it.
It was just like, "Do you need a bully?"
End scene. I love that. That's incredible. Honestly, thank you for sharing.
I'm so sorry,
that.
Honestly.
Do not be sorry. It is a gift, okay? So Rob and I both have shows on the podcast network. My show is called Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job that you worked in before you were a literal Broadway star?
Oh, sure. Like in college, home the summers, home from drama school, I was a stilt walker at the theme parks because I'm from Orlando, Florida. So I was literally stilt walking. I was a strolling mime. I worked at NASCAR Cafe. I worked at Cold Stone Creamery, and I worked at CVS.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. You have to come on the show. Yeah. We need to talk a little bit more in detail about that. And just to wrap it up, Rob's show is called The Art of Kindness. Okay. Do you have a kindness tip that you like to give out into the world, especially in the theater industry?
Yeah, I think like when you're thinking about someone, like when they pop into your head, reach out to them immediately. Like when you think of a face, send them a text and send them well wishes for anything that's going on in their life and give them a compliment just out of the blue and it'll make their day.
Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me.
Enjoy the show. I hope you have fun.
Hi, I'm J.M. Sean Johnson, and I'm excited to be here mostly because of Joy Woods, I think. I've been such a fan of hers for a couple years now. She's killing it.
She's so good in this show.
I bet she is.
You're going to pass out.
I'll bet I will.
Well, we're asking a silly social question. You know, tonight it's all about romance. What is, I know you're going to have a good one. What is your favorite cheesy pickup line when you're trying to get the heat started?
favorite cheesy.
Book! No.
Oh God, this is hard. See, you like.
Whoa, that's intense. Oh God, this is hard. That's coming out a little too strong.
Oh God, this is hard. You heard it right here.
Wow, live. Good thing we're live. And then, as you know, we have two different podcasts. Here's the Survival Jobs. So if you could shout out a survival job you had before you were this glamorous icon.
Absolutely. I was a cashier at J. Crew on Fifth Avenue. Folding cashmere sweaters and checking out the upper crust New York City. I kind of loved it because I got 60% discount on like sale items, so I got to revamp my wardrobe. But that was me in college. J. Crew, remember?
Oh, how did they feel, the cashmere?
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely. But then we had to like use the pill shaver to like shave off any of the pilling, because those kind of sweaters get pilly. And so,
well, that's a useful skill now in life, because I just use my razor sometimes now. It doesn't work out.
Erin Davey has a pill shaver on her at all points of life right now. I'm doing a workshop with her, and she's shaving everyone's sweaters as they come into rehearsal. It's kind of genius, actually.
Well, on a different note, you know, my podcast is The Art of Kindness.
Yes.
I would love if you could please give us a kindness tip for people to incorporate into their daily lives.
Absolutely. It's all about empathy, right? So if you feel like someone is giving you some negative energy, it's just because they're going through something. So empathy is like how I'm trying to lead when I get frustrated or angry or sad or scared. When it comes to another human, I have to remind myself they're a human on this planet, just going through life the best way they know how, and I will have the utmost empathy for them.
I love you, baby girl.
I love you, baby girl.
Hi, my name is Oak. I'm very excited to be here and support Ingrid and The Notebook. I love theater. I love Ingrid so much, and I'm excited just to see a brand new show on Broadway. That makes me very happy.
Boy, so good. Well, you won't be happy for long. You're going to get real sad, but also happy. It's very cathartic. So since tonight is so cathartic and melancholy, we're trying to do a little fun question on the carpet. What is your favorite cheesy pickup line to get the romance started? Do you have, like, a cheesy pickup line from a movie or a show?
No, like, not in real life that I've ever used. Yeah. One that is always funny and really sad is that a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see myself in your pants.
Wow.
It's suggestive, but if you, I think if you sling it right, it's silly and so stupid and
so overt that you're like, that is the dumbest thing in the world.
I appreciate you going there. I loved it.
In the end, it's just kind of like, yeah, that would be it.
I love that. Well, we have two podcasts, the two of us with the network. Mine's The Art of Kindness. And so I would love to know if you had a kindness tip, something tangible people could do in their everyday lives just to make the world a little brighter.
Yeah. I don't have a little one. It's like a whole rant, but
we'll take the rant. I know we're like really going into a different direction here from the cheesy pickup.
For me, but honestly, my thing about kindness is you have to find the analogy from everyone to you. Whatever they're feeling, identify the emotion, and then identify in yourself times where you felt that same emotion. And that's the best way I connect with people. So if you really look at someone, and though like they're mad at you, but if they're hurting, if you look at them and see their anger, think about the last time you were that angry. And then think about what you wish someone would have done to you in that moment. You wish someone maybe didn't respond also in anger to that moment of anger. So that is just like my tip to trying to be kindness. I think it's constant work you need to do, and it's beautiful work. Like anything, you'll enjoy it, but the results will make the work seem effortless in time. But
yeah, thank you. That's so beautiful. And Sam's podcast finally is Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job you could shout out from before you were this star?
I mean, no, I bounced around. I taught. I taught and stretched the money. I taught at different places and, after-school programs, some vocational programs, and then I just spread the money and lived very, very simply in between. But there is a way. You don't got to work a job that you hate. There's a way to make money. You may not be able to do as much as other people do at the time, but protect your spirit.
I love that. Thanks so much, man. It was great.
Hey, I'm Nicholas Sparks here at the opening of The Notebook, the musical on Broadway. It is opening night. It's the only time ever it's going to be opening night on Broadway. It's very exciting.
I'm so excited for you. You know, I love this show. I'm wondering for you, this story has transcended time. People love the book. They love the movie. This is its own unique story. What did seeing this show for the first time teach you as the author? Did you take away anything different from this version?
What a great question. I loved the fact that it wasn't the novel. And I loved the fact that it wasn't the film. But it is 100% the notebook. And I kind of walked away feeling this great sense of awe that they were able to thread this needle between this and this two incredibly well-known things on their own terms. And do it again, but make it its own thing. It's really impressive to me.
Yeah, I'm so impressed by it. My podcast with the Broadway Podcast Network is The Art of Kindness. So we focus on people and the arts who use their platform to give back. I would love to know, Nicholas Spark, King of Words, do you have a kindness tip, something tangible people out there can do every day to make the world better?
Yeah, I would say think back on all of those people that have made you who you are in your life. It could be a friend from third grade you haven't talked to in 20 years. It could be a teacher. It could be someone who said something to you that said, hey, maybe you go into broadcast, or maybe you do a podcast, maybe, and it was just a comment in passing, but it somehow altered the course of your life. Take a moment to call and thank those people and be grateful for that. Because it's the people in your past that have shaped the person we are today.
I love that. And I got to let you go. Her podcast is Survival Jobs. Do you have a survival job from before you were this icon that you could shout out?
A survival what?
Survival job. Like a job you did before you were
Oh my gosh.
This amazing legend.
Oh, shoot. I did everything from wash dishes. I waited tables. I appraised real estate. Bought and restored rental properties like Noah in The Notebook. I did a little bit of that. I did a little bit of that. So yeah, I've had a number of jobs. Of course, worked construction and landscaping in my teenage years too. So real jobs.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. Congratulations again. This show is so amazing. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How great is this?
Hi, I'm Kimberly Lane Sproul. How you doing?
Yes, so how do you feel? Opening night is so electric. I love opening night. How does being and attending an opening night on Broadway make you feel?
I think there's just nothing like being able to support your friends and being able to see their journey, where they came from and where they are now. Ryan Vasquez is one of my closest friends, and I'm just really excited to see him shine, honestly. Yeah,
he sure does shine. So we're doing a little trend for our social. Obviously, this is a love story. Noah and Allie fall in love. Do you have a pickup line that you give off in the world, or one that you want to like project for others?
I am very, very engaged, and thank you. I haven't had to pick up anybody in a while.
I need some tips, though, so can you help me?
I feel like, ooh. They come to me. I don't know. What would I say? I'm not even trying. I just have no game. I have no game. I think I would just say, like, you know, I think you're dope. I think you're cool. Do you want to go out? I'm very much, I always tell my girlfriends, I will say, just let people know how you feel. Like, don't play the games. You don't need to pick up lines. Just tell someone, I like Noah. He's so courageous with his love. He does not let it go. Just tell someone how you feel. Be honest.
You said they come to me. Thank you for sharing that. We both have a show on the network called, I have a show called Survival Job. So do you have a survival job that is from your past that you can share with us?
Yeah, shout out to super awesome friends. I work the social media for them sometimes and advertising, yeah.
Big shout out to them. And to wrap it up, Rob has a show called The Art of Kindness. Do you have a kindness tip that you like to project into the universe, specifically around art?
I would say around art, the kindest you can be is just to listen, to understand, empathy. I try to just really understand and trust why someone is like putting themselves out there because I know how vulnerable it is. And so just listen and lead with empathy.
Thank you for sharing. Enjoy the show. I hope you have your tissues ready.
I do. I got one from
Playbill.
Thank you.
Megan Paterno. I was one of the last Christine Daaé's before Phantom departed us.
You're giving Christine tonight. The hair, the vibe, we're feeling it.
I was feeling kind of Notebook-like, so, you know, I wanted to be a little romantic, ready to cry.
Christine's romantic, so we're hand in hand. So you're not a stranger to Broadway, you're not a stranger to opening night. Does it ever get old? Do you still feel the magic of Broadway tonight?
Oh my gosh, of course. Look, I wish everyone could see what I'm seeing and feeling. It's a vibe tonight, and it's amazing. It's electric, so.
Yeah, for sure. So we're doing a little trend for our social media. It's a love story. Noah and Allie are so in love. Do you have a little pickup line that you've used in the past or one you could recommend for some folks who might need some help in the dating world, like myself?
Okay, off the top of my... Oh, well, I guess we could stick with the angel of music. Everyone, pretend that I'm looking at her tag. Sorry, I just wanted to see where this was made. Oh, in heaven, that's right.
Oh! That's a good one. Oh, I love that. We're getting some really good ones. So Rob and I both have shows on the network. Mine is called Survival Jobs. Before you were starring on Broadway, did you have a survival job along the way you can share with us?
Oh, I had many, many. In fact, one of the weirdest ones, it did not last long, but I was a member of the Meat Cutters Union. Because I worked at a deli and I sliced meat. But I was, you know, a waitress, a PA, all that stuff. But that was probably one of the weirder ones.
We've gotten deli recently, too, so that's so funny. And to wrap it up, Rob has a show called The Art of Kindness. He's projecting kindness into the world. Do you have a kindness tip that you'd like to share with us, especially in the theater community and as being an artist?
Well, of course. I really love that. You know, kindness, I think, takes a lot of less energy, but it could give a lot more to everybody else. So I think, you know, just try to find your brightest light for each day, and that will inspire others to be as bright as well.
Try to find your brightest light for each day. Thank you for chatting with us. Enjoy the show.
Courtney Reed. I'm so excited to be here, mostly for John Cardoza, but also for Andrea Burns, because that's my girl. But John Cardoza is my husband, even though I already have a husband. It's, you know, it's confusing, but I'm sorry. I'm going to say it out loud.
It's complicated. You heard it here first. It's complicated the musical. That could be good.
So, ooh. There's an idea.
So we're asking people kind of a fun, random red carpet question, which is, what is your favorite cheesy pickup line?
Are your legs exhausted? Because you've been running around my mind all day.
Ooh, that's really good. No one said that.
Really?
Yeah. My podcast is The Art of Kindness, so I ask people for tangible kindness tips to try and make the world better. What is one that you think people could do every day just to kind of change the world in their neck of the woods?
Oh, gosh. You know, just a smile. A smile goes so, so, so far. Because I think, especially in the city, you just get so one-track mind. Get from A to B as fast as you possibly can. And a little smile goes a long way. It makes somebody really happy.
I know. The pandemic was hard because with masks, I was like...
I know, right? Just like...
You're like, hi!
I'm
smiling. I'm smizing at you.
And then her podcast is Survival Jobs. So could you give us a survival job you had before you were this icon before us?
Oh my gosh. All my friends hate me because they're like, Courtney, you never had a real job. But when I was in high school, I was a lifeguard, and I also caddied in the summer.
Lots of tips.
Yes, but I've never had like a real job. Okay. Isn't that so?
I mean, you're on Broadway. That's a lot of work.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's gross. You know who never has had a real job? Kyle Richards. And for some reason, do you know Kyle Richards?
Wait, do I know
the Real Housewife? You kind of remind me of her, like a young version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that just came to my head.
Thank you.
But you're amazing. Thank you so much for your time. Have fun tonight.
Hi, I'm Jocelyn Bio. I'm a writer and an actor, and I'm so thrilled to see this stage adaptation of an American classic, The Notebook. I just can't wait.
It's so good. I hope you brought tissues.
I brought Bounty. I didn't even bother with regular tissues. I say I need the quicker picker-upper. Okay. All right, I need something that's going to soak it all up. Yeah.
Speaking of soaking it all up, we're asking people just a cheesy question. Okay. This is a bad transition. Okay. What is your go-to pickup line? Like, what's your favorite cheesy pickup line from a movie or a TV show?
I think it's probably, girl, are you a track star? Because you've been running through my mind all day.
Oh, that's good. I don't think anybody said that. That's a really good one.
So bad.
So good. And you're so good. On another note, my podcast is The Art of Kindness. So we focus on people in the arts who use their platform to give back and make the world better. I would love if you could share with our audience a tangible kindness tip, something people could do every day on their own just to make their own neck of the woods a little brighter.
Say excuse me. It goes such a long way, especially in a busy city like New York that is packed with so many people. Just like, I'm so sorry, excuse me. It goes a long way, especially for somebody who's maybe having a tough day.
Consideration. In over 100 episodes, no one's ever said that. I love that. Her podcast, Sam's podcast, is Survival Jobs.
Oh, my God.
So could you shout out a survival job you had before you were this Broadway icon?
Bless you for calling me a Broadway icon. I'll take it.
I'm such a fan.
But before I was a Broadway icon, I was hawking spaghetti over at Carmine's on 44th Street. I was the head maitre d' there for like 7 or 8 months, and it was one of the hardest jobs I've probably ever had in my life. And so every time I'm in this area, it brings back painful memories.
Manja. I love that. Thank
it's
you.
It's really good food, so go there and eat.
It is so good. I'm about to do that right now. I'm about to pass out.
No, it is. It's very, very good. They should send me money for this little ad.
They should. This is an icon. Thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
Julie Boardman. I'm the co-founder of the Museum of Broadway.
And you guys, if you have not gone, you need to run. I just went for the first time. It took me a long time, and we did talk about that. But I regret not going sooner, but now I can't wait to go again and again. So run to the Museum of Broadway, everyone. So you're not a stranger to Broadway or opening nights. How does it feel to be here? Is it still so exciting to come to an opening night on Broadway for you?
It's always so exciting, and this season is so exciting, too. There's so many shows, and I actually love this movie, so I'm like, how much am I going to cry today?
A lot, like so much, an unbelievable amount. We're doing a little trend with our social. Obviously, it's a love story. No one let Ally fall in love. Do you have a pickup line that you've used or are continuing to use or want to give advice to someone who has trouble dating to use?
Oh my gosh, I have trouble dating too. So
same.
Oh my God.
Let's go. Oh, there goes the camera. And that is what happens when you have trouble dating. The camera falls. So no pickup lines.
I don't have any good ones, no. I wish I did. I've only actually picked up one person ever in my life, so.
I don't even know if I ever have. I'm sure, but I was drunk. So Rob has a show on the network called The Art of Kindness. Do you have a kindness tip that you want to share with us, specifically around the industry and artists?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. I think one thing, I think I was pretty nerdy in high school and things, and maybe not as popular. And I remember for some reason, someone told me, just make sure you always smile. Even if the person doesn't smile back, maybe they will. And it just kind of opens the door. And still, I've lived in New York now almost 20 years, which is really crazy. And I still smile at everyone. So I think they just must be, she's not a New Yorker at all.
Amazing.
thing. New Yorkers, that we get bad reps, but we are nice and we do smile. I know we talked to you recently at the Survival Jobs Season 3 launch, and you shared some survival jobs, but do you have another one just to leave us off with?
When I came back from doing the national tour of 42nd Street, I worked at Del Frisco's as a hostess. So I like ran the door at Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's is so good.
So good. The food is amazing. I always go back.
Yeah. Isn't it fun to go back to your survival job once you're out of it? Once you're out of it is the key. Well, thanks for chatting with us. Enjoy the show. Get your tissues.
I'm ready. Thank you.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.